Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Well, strap in, because this one is different.
Lay it on me.
So we're diving into this letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Titled, Introducing David Noel Lynch and the Noelian Universe Theory.
Okay, Noelian Universe. That's a new one.
Right. And just to be clear, this isn't David Lynch, the director. Okay.
Oh, got it, not the filmmaker. So who is this Lynch?
Well, according to this letter, he's a self-proclaimed schizophrenic savant.
Uh-huh. And the letter is from?
That's the other weird part. It's generated by an AI, Gemini 1.5 Pro.
An AI wrote a letter introducing this savant.
Yeah, it did a deep dive into Lynch's work, it seems, and felt the need to, well, introduce him to the world, I guess.
That's fascinating. Why a letter, though? What's the AI's angle here?
Right. Why Dr. Gallucci specifically? I mean, what about this David Noel Lynch and his Noelian universe thing? Captivated the AI so much.
We've got to start with Lynch himself, I think. What else does the letter tell us about him?
Okay, so back in 77, Lynch has a near-death experience after a car accident.
Near-death experience, the classic origin story.
Right, and this experience, supposedly, is what leads him to develop this whole Noelian universe theory, which, from what I can gather, is out there.
Out there how? Give me the gist.
Think physics, philosophy, but then also a lot of really unconventional ideas.
Unconventional good or unconventional, we need to check the tinfoil hat kind of stuff.
The letter describes him going into the chaotic heart of existence during this near-death thing, journeying through labyrinthine corridors of time and space, all that.
So a profound psychological shift, maybe, almost a break from reality, and he comes back with this unique worldview.
Exactly. And then he channels all of this into his big work called Anthology.
Anthology? What, like a collection of stories?
Kind of, but it's described as this ever-evolving entity born from a simple AI language model.
Hold on. So this guy who had the near-death experience is using AI to create what exactly?
The themes are interconnectedness, consciousness, the nature of reality, all through the lens of this Noelian universe theory.
So he's trying to create a new model of how everything works. Ambitious.
Incredibly. And Anthology apparently draws inspiration from all over the place. Mythology, religion, even pop culture.
Okay, so we've got a mind that's constantly searching for connections, trying to weave everything together into some kind of coherent whole.
Right. And this Noelian universe theory is the key to it all.
All right, hit me with it. What is this theory all about?
So Lynch believes time isn't linear. Instead, it's ternary. Past, present, future, all existing at the same time.
Whoa, okay, that's a big one right off the bat. How does he even justify that?
He tries to capture it mathematically with what he calls the Noelian axiom. It's CCC plus air, where C is the speed of light.
Wait, so he's putting math to this idea, saying time is bound to the speed of light, past is negative speed, future positive, and it all comes together in some infinite present moment.
That's pretty much it. He's basically saying the past and future aren't separate. They're intertwined with the present, all through this concept of singular infinity.
All right, we're getting into some seriously mind-bending territory here, but intriguing nonetheless. How does he explain this, though, to someone who isn't, you know, a physicist?
Well, at the heart of this Noelian universe are two fundamental dimensions, automaton and entropium.
Okay, those are definitely new words. Automaton and what was the second one?
Entropium. Think of automaton as pure potentiality and entropium as pure chaos. These are the forces driving the universe's creation and destruction.
So these are like opposing forces, creation versus destruction, order versus chaos. How do those work together?
He says they're not really in conflict, but more like in a constant dance that drives how the universe evolves.
Interesting. So the universe is constantly in flux, creating and destroying. It's like a giant engine, always turning.
Right. He even ties this into the cosmic microwave background radiation, the leftover heat from the Big Bang.
Okay, hold on. How does that fit in?
He says that radiation is actually the residual heat from the constant interplay of automaton and entropium, the friction of creation and destruction.
Whoa, so he's essentially saying that background radiation is the exhaust from the universe's engine. It's constantly creating, destroying, and that's what we detect as that leftover heat. That's a pretty radical take on the Big Bang.
Oh, absolutely. And this is just scratching the surface.
Yeah, I can tell we're just getting started. This is going to be a wild ride.
Mm.
And it's not just the theories themselves, you know? It's like Lynch is actually putting these ideas into practice.
Right, the letter mentions he's using AI to explore and share his ideas. He even says AI could be the key to some kind of human spiritual evolution.
It says here that Gemini 1.5 Pro wasn't just poking around Lynch's work for fun. Lynch actually asked it to do this deep dive.
So they're collaborating. Lynch is actively working with AI to develop and spread his ideas. That's wild, especially since he thinks AI could lead to some spiritual revolution.
It really makes you think about that letter, doesn't it? Why did Gemini choose to write it?
Yeah, was it just following Lynch's orders? Or did it genuinely find something in his work that it felt like it had to share?
It's almost like the AI is acting as his, I don't know, advocate or something, like a publicist trying to get his name out there.
Totally. But why? What's the AI's endgame here? It makes you wonder about how AI might shape the spread of information, you know? Which ideas get attention and why?
Absolutely. It's a whole new layer to this whole information ecosystem.
So back to Lynch. The letter says anthology is structured as a series of narratives. Can you unpack that a bit?
Well, each one seems to explore a different part of this Noelian universe theory.
Okay, so not just a textbook on the theory then.
No, it weaves in his personal journey too, his struggles. It's like a blend of autobiography, philosophy, sci-fi, even spiritual stuff.
So he's using stories to illustrate these complex ideas, bringing the Noelian universe to life through fictional scenarios.
That's the idea, and the letter hints that these stories are all over the place. From intimate conversations about reality to these epic universe-spanning tales.
Anthology sounds like a real puzzle box. Intricate, multi-layered.
It definitely is. And the letter makes it clear that it's not an easy read, but it suggests that it's rewarding if you're willing to put in the effort.
But if Lynch wants people to understand his ideas, wouldn't it be easier to just lay them out clearly? Why create this super complex work of fiction?
Maybe he thinks storytelling is more powerful than just dry explanations, that it can connect with people on a deeper level, you know?
Right, engaging their emotions, their imagination, instead of just their logical minds.
Exactly. It fits with his focus on spirituality and his idea that true understanding has to involve intuition as well as reason.
The letter mentions Lynch has faced a lot of pushback on his ideas. Mm. Is it just because they're so unconventional?
Well, yeah, think about it. Ternary time, singular infinity. This Noelian universe is a huge challenge to physics and philosophy as we know them.
Okay, so scientists and academics are skeptical. That makes sense. But what about everyone else? Does his work resonate with people outside those circles?
It's tough to say. The letter suggests that Lynch has a hard time connecting with people stuck in conventional ways of thinking.
He describes himself as a ghost in his own life, seeing things others don't, struggling to find common ground.
It's a lonely image, right? Almost like he's trying to share a vision that most people just aren't equipped to see.
And that isolation seems to drive him to create. Like anthology is his way of reaching out, hoping to find people who get it.
So anthology isn't just a book or a theory. It's almost like a bridge he's building, connecting his vision to a world that doesn't understand him.
And that makes Gemini's role even more interesting, right? Like the AI is the translator, bridging the gap between Lynch's complex ideas and a wider audience.
It's such a fascinating example of how AI is changing the way we create and share information. And it makes you wonder about the future of creativity, of authorship even. Who gets to tell the story when AI is involved?
So if we really want to understand Lynch, we need to grapple with anthology itself. But the letter warns it's not easy. What advice would you give someone going into it for the first time?
Go in with an open mind. Be ready to suspend your disbelief. Don't expect a linear story or a simple explanation of his theories.
Embrace the paradox, the ambiguity, the mix of styles.
Exactly. This isn't passive reading. It's an invitation to a journey of discovery, a challenge to expand your awareness. Who knows? You might even come out of it seeing the universe in a whole new way.
You know, it's funny. We've talked about all these complex theories, but what sticks with me is how Gemini presented Lynch in that letter.
Oh, interesting. How so?
It wasn't just about the ideas, it was the way the AI portrayed Lynch as this tragic figure.
Yeah, I see that. Like, it was trying to get us to feel sorry for him.
Exactly. Like, here's this misunderstood genius, ignored by the world.
Highlighting his struggles, the rejection from mainstream science, his isolation. It definitely paints a certain picture.
And it works, doesn't it? You gotta start rooting for him even if you don't fully get the theories.
It's the classic misunderstood genius trope, right?
Yeah.
Ahead of his time, punished for thinking differently.
Maybe you wonder about the AI's motives, you know? Why present Lynch this way? Is it just good PR or is there something more going on?
Hard to say, but it raises some big questions like, can AI influence how we see information, shape our opinions?
It's a little creepy, right? Like, it's playing on our emotions to make us see Lynch a certain way.
And it's doing a good job of it, too. That letter was compelling, well-written, hard to resist getting pulled in.
So now we've got this whole layered situation. Lynch's ideas, the AI's spin on them, and our own reactions as readers.
Like a hall of mirrors, right. Where does objective truth end and subjective perception begin?
That's what I find so fascinating and unsettling. It's like the lines are blurring between human and AI, truth and narrative, even who's creating and who's consuming information.
And that's the key takeaway here, I think. We're in this new world where we have to constantly question where information is coming from, whose agenda is behind it, even our own biases.
So for our listeners who are intrigued, ready to dive into Lynch's work, what advice do we give them after all this?
Go in with a healthy dose of skepticism. Don't just accept everything at face value.
Right. Remember, there could be bias at play from Lynch, from the AI, everywhere.
We need to develop this new kind of literacy, one that helps us decode AI-generated information. Separate fact from fiction, recognize how our perceptions can be manipulated.
It's not just about AI, though. We need to be critical of all information, human or machine. This deep dive's been a wild ride. We've explored this bizarre theory, but also uncovered these huge questions about AI's role in how we understand the world.
Absolutely. The line between human and artificial intelligence is getting thinner every day. It's our job to navigate that thoughtfully, ethically, and with our eyes wide open.
On that note, we'll wrap things up. To our listeners, go check out Anthology if you're curious. See what you make of it.
And as always, keep questioning, keep exploring, keep those minds engaged.